From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Migrants killed as boat sinks off Turkey. At least 37 migrants, including several children, died Saturday when the boat meant to take them to the Greek island of Lesbos sank off Turkey's western coast. The death toll rose late Saturday after search crews found more bodies trapped inside the 17-meter craft. Rescuers were able to pick up 75 survivors. The Turkish news agency Dogan said the migrants included people from Syria, Afghanistan, and Myanmar. Heads of state from Africa are in Ethiopia for an African Union summit. Martha Vanderwolf reports from the AU headquarters in Addis Ababa.
The theme of this year's summit, human rights, is overshadowed by discussions of terrorism and the situation in Burundi. But United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the issues of terrorism and human rights are closely linked.
Extremism flourishes when rights are violated, political space shrinks, and people are marginalized and excluded.
Kenya and Nigeria, each of which have faced numerous terrorist attacks, have both been elected for a 3-year term on the African Union Peace and Security Council. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Tensions rose between Turkey and Russia Saturday when Turkey and NATO said a Russian warplane violated Turkish airspace. Russia dismissed the Turkish allegations as baseless propaganda. Turkey's foreign ministry says a Russian warplane entered Turkish airspace on Friday at 9:45 Universal Time, despite what Turkish and NATO officials said were repeated warnings. Turkey's president warned Russia it would endure consequences if it continues. This is VOA News. Members of Syria's main opposition group arrived in Geneva Saturday, but it is not clear whether the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee will participate directly in UN-backed talks on a political settlement of the Syrian civil war. Salem Al-Meslet, an HNC representative, spoke in Geneva.
We are willing to do anything that really put an end to this war. We want to put an end to this ISIS, to terrorism in Syria. We want to put an end to what this dictatorship is doing. We want to see new Syria.
Talks began with a meeting between the UN Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, and a Syrian government delegation headed by the country's UN Ambassador, Bashar Jafari. The U.S. state of Iowa launches the 2016 presidential campaign in a little more than 24 hours with its party caucuses, community meetings where voters will express their presidential preferences. For the Democrats, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are about even in the polls. And in the battle on the Republican side, things are especially fierce and features billionaire businessman Donald Trump, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Florida's Senator Marco Rubio, and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, among others. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
Show your team spirit for Ted Cruz, 45th president.
In Iowa, presidential politics often has the feel of a carnival. But Republican Ted Cruz is on a serious mission, and time is growing short.
This is your time. This is the men and women of Iowa, the time to make a decision.
The Texas senator is hoping to catch frontrunner Donald Trump. And this stop in Ames is one of several on a busy day as the caucus vote draws near. It's a different scene an hour west in Carroll, Iowa, where supporters have organized a low-key affair for former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. The smaller crowd serves as a reminder that the son and brother of two presidents continues to struggle in Iowa polls. Jim Malone, VOA News, Ames, Iowa.
The Zika virus is spreading rapidly in Latin America, and Asian governments have issued advisories attempting to contain the mosquito-borne disease. Zika could be linked to birth defects such as brain damage in newborns and could cause temporary paralysis, according to medical professionals. Health authorities in several Asian countries have advised travelers, particularly pregnant women, to avoid trips to Central and South America. They have asked people coming or returning from those areas who display symptoms such as fever and rashes to immediately report to health centers. Doctors are also required to immediately report suspected cases. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.